Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. How are you? Come on in. I gotta tell you, when I think about keep moving, gotta get back up, I think about people. I just read a note on Facebook. A young lady who committed about 6 months ago to go run a 5K. Never done a 5K before. A lot of people, for any goal, they kind of start with a 5K. It's something that's really a challenge for folks and very doable, by the way. Committed to do it, went and did it, sent me notes, said, Scott, I did it. I ran my first 5K, didn't break any records, but all I could remember is, if I just keep moving, I'm going to get there. And I did, so thank you. It is so cool, and it is so simple. It's 100% truth. And I know it gets more difficult as you get closer to the finish line. No matter what you're doing, it seems to just get more challenging and harder to kind of bring it to a close. But you know what? That's life. So this show is all about that. Accepting that and shoving our way through it. Pushing over, under, around. Blow it up. I don't care. Do it. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. Today, some old school motivation. Taking you back to Abraham Maslow and the hierarchy of needs. Maybe you studied it in college. Maybe you never did. But you're going to learn about it today, or at least get reminded about it today. The other reason I bring it up is because we have this Unleash Your Passion workshop coming up next week. We're going to get together on a Zoom call, a whole bunch of folks, and we're going to work with you to really unleash that passion of yours and show you how to live a passionate, purpose-filled, meaningful, and legacy-filled life. But a lot of people, when they do that, they crash and burn because they didn't build a solid foundation, which we'll talk about today. If you want more information on the workshop, go to faceyourpassion.com and get registered. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. Before I get started, it is Friday. A simple question for you to answer. Spend 15 seconds here. When the show's over, kick your head back in your chair, kick your feet up on your desk, or whatever version of that you have, and ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And don't do it like, well, of course I want to feel good. No, really think about it. Really open up to it. Let it come to you. Release and let it just come to you. You might be surprised. If you haven't tried that before, try it. Because I'm guessing that if you're honest with yourself, there's a lot you want to do in this life, and you just haven't taken the time to really, really understand what that means to you and how you want to feel about it. Today is a good day to start. So, Maslow. And the hierarchy of needs. So your best life is built sequentially. You know what that means, right? One level at a time. I was watching Shark Tank a few years back now, and Lori Grenier, the infomercial lady, she said, all these people want to take the elevator to the top. And we're seeing that more and more these days. I guess it seems like you can. And I think it's easier than ever to kind of get the success, or at least get some version of it beyond what we could have ever would imagine even 10 years ago. But a lot of people just want to skip everything in between. They wonder why they have a very flimsy foundation. It's built sequentially, one step at a time. When you have mastered all the skills that go together to put your life or your business or whatever is together, you're solid. And when you're not solid. And the meaning of not solid is wobbly. It's not good. You climb the stairs all the way to the top, one step at a time. Each time, learning your skill set and getting better and better and better and more confident about what you do, and suddenly, lasting success. So in 1954, Abraham Maslow released the Motivation and Theory Personality. His hierarchy of needs theory was there, and it was all about climbing to the top. And while it's been bandied around and talked about in different ways and extended a little bit over the years, it really does kind of hold the test of time. It was one of the original, you know, if you will, motivational things that explained how things are supposed to work. And it still really holds true. So let me just go through it quickly if you haven't heard it, and let me remind you about this. For those of you who are wondering why you keep wobbling, number one, the very first most important thing you have to have is providing for your basic needs. Food, clothing, shelter, money. There's a list that goes on and on and on, but the basics of life. Now, Scott, my needs are an oceanfront house. I'm unhappy because I don't have an oceanfront house yet. I get it. Maybe that's on your list. But truthfully, you know, it's a lot simpler than that. If you can't eat, you got a problem. If you have no water, you got a problem. If you have no clothes, you got a problem. So number one, make sure you have that. I cannot tell you how many times over the years, as a guy that does what I do, basically having people come in, I know where they are. I want to take them someplace else. I say, what do you want to do? If I have the way to get them there, I'll tell them this is what we can do. Let's go. What they don't tell me is they're not ready. They haven't built the foundation for it, and they fall apart along the way, and they don't blame me, thank goodness, but they're frustrated by it, and I don't want you to do that. So whatever you're planning on doing today, make sure you've got a foundation in place to do it. The basics. The basics. Be content. Number two, got to feel safe. Personally, emotionally, financially, your health, your well-being, against accidents and illness, you got to feel safe. If you don't feel safe, that chronic stress is living within you and you just can't perform like you want to. So imagine you put the two together. You're not eating regularly. Maybe you don't have a steady place to live or something, and you don't feel safe. Imagine how that would just grate on you every single day. How is it you could ever rise to your full potential if that's how you lived every day? That's why I have to take care of those first. Number three, socially, we all need to feel loved and belonging. We are tribal people. We are, leave me alone, Scott. No, we're tribal. We are. We need people. You are at your best when you're dealing with people. And yes, sometimes I think you're at your worst. I know I am. Leave me alone, but gosh, I like hanging out with folks. We need that. We need to be socially accepted, part of something. If you're not, it's really lonely. You feel isolated from it. So find a way to find a group or find people that you can hang out with that you like, that make you feel like you're part of something.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Number four, esteem. Esteem and desire for acceptance, respect, value by others is your next step. Self-actualization requires mastery of your previous needs, right? Maslow said, what a man can be, he must be. So what happens is this, your esteem and your acceptance of being accepted and having respect and all that and value by others, some people jump right to that. You can't pay your bills. You can't eat right. You can't afford a car, whatever. The list is long. You could feel safer, probably. And socially, you're kind of a lone wolf. You're not really on your own. And yet, you demand to be accepted. You demand respect, and you wonder why that doesn't happen. It really drives people down. It actually drives some really bad behaviors at certain parts of society, at certain levels. If you ever read the Knowledge versus Force, have you ever read that? You'll see that the people who are in that level and haven't done the foundational work have a tendency to have a pretty rough life. I don't want you to have a rough life. I want you to take care of things. And number five, self-transcendence removes you from your ego and you begin to focus on the greater good. Now, how do you get this? If you really want to do the things that we talk about all the time, when I talk about face your passion, having purpose, legacy, meaning, what is it? Purpose. I know my thing, right? Passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy. When I talk about that, what that means is you have transcended to the place where you have taken care of your needs. You do feel safe. You are socially feeling belonged. You have self-esteem. You're getting respect. You feel good. You have value. That's when you step into that world. Now, where does the controversy come here? I wouldn't say controversy, but it does extend. Because you may be saying, Scott, listen, I'm perfectly fine. I'm missing a couple of those things, but I'm doing great. Yeah, you are. Because you really can't explain the starving artist, can you? The starving actor, the starving anybody. When I say starving, somebody doesn't make a lot of money, doesn't have a lot of resources. At the same time, they love what they do. They're literally living within their passion. They're cool. They're a painter. They're whatever they have to be. They've skipped all these things, and yet they seemingly aren't happy. And this has been a little bit of controversy along the way, because we see it all the time. And I think that's a confusing part of just being a human. I think sometimes when you're a human and you recognize that, okay, well, Scott just gave me these five things, and if I do this, this is really a sustainable, stable life. And at the same time, you know, we can be a goofball and get away with it half the time. Yeah, I think so. But if you go back 100, 200,000 years, could you have been a goofball and been the starving artist and actually gotten away with it? I think life is a little bit easier these days, so maybe you can, but can you do it and be satisfied? Because I don't know about you or anybody else. I don't know what they think, but what I know is this, that when you cover the basics of life, you walk taller, you feel better. You build upon that success after success after success sequentially. You climb that ladder, you climb that mountain. And a lot of times when you live a life that's, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years long, people wonder, how the heck did you get the stuff you have and have the success you had? It's because you built a good foundation and you just kept building and building and building and building until you got what you wanted. Good news? I think it can happen in about, oh, I don't know, 3 hours if you decide to. I really do. I think you can figure it out quickly. Make a list. Get on it. Now you know what to do. All right, have a great weekend. If you want to register for my workshop, go do it. FaceYourPassion.com. See you at Facebook too. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. It's a cool place.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back.